So, Dr. McConico, when these horses are separated from their humans and you go to try to find or collect your horse, are there any procedures that are in place to make sure that the right horse is matched back up with the correct owner?
We try to have those in place, and in Louisiana we have mandatory microchipping, and that helped us tremendously in Katrina, after Katrina. And that what we were able to match those up eventually. Of course, those had to be matched up with the Coggins papers at the state level, so it wasn't like you could log in somewhere and type in the chip number. But if those animals are registered along with having the chip, that's really probably the best way. But most of the time, the owners need to have ID of some sort on their animal, such as pictures and their Coggins papers. You know, the passport Coggins papers work really well now. That's all electronically stored. And then, you know, just having as much information as you can on your animal. But you know, that I can say firsthand, last year in the flood in Baton Rouge area, we had several owners claiming that, you know, this was their animal. And at some time, you know, in the history, they each owned the animal. So, whoever had the
Gosh.
most up-to-date information.
Yeah.
So,
Dr. Davis,
yeah.
what are your experiences with putting horses back with their owners?
Microchip everything. I mean, I'm serious. I'm serious. There's no reason to not have. I mean, all my horses, all my donkeys are microchipped, and you just have to do that. And that's basically the solution when it all shakes out.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
agree.
write that down because mine are not microchipped. So
Yeah,
I
microchip
think
them.
I'm gonna put that on my to-do list. I'm sure there's lots of people out listening who are gonna do the same.